Okay, for Gimel Amud Aleph, I'd like to speak out a Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which, besides being an interesting story, is one of the Yesaidis. It's known as Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Yesaid. And to get to it, I want first to mention one inyan from Gimel, and then we'll get to another. Everybody knows that if you want to be Mekadosh a woman, you only have three choices: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. The only way you can be Mekadosh a woman. Lamaisa, that's wrong. It's incorrect. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you mekadesh a woman with one of four things, it's a kedushin. In our Gemara, it says lemute mai, lemute chuppah. Rav Huna dama chuppah kaita lemute mai, lemute chalipin. We paskin like Rav Huna lechumra. That means this. Now again, you have to bear in mind, if people get confused, especially midnight time, there's kiddushin and nesuin. To be married, you have to do two things: kiddushin, which is keshtar aviyah, and then nesuin, which is chuppah. Now, nesuin is chuppah, that's oshayla. What about kiddushin? Chuppah without kiddushin is nothing. Rav Huna holds that you could do kiddushin with the chuppah itself. The chuppah itself counts for kedushin, and we pass it that way lechumra. That is, we're machmir if a man is mekadesh a woman with chuppah, that it's a good kedushin she needs a get. That's the way we pass it. Without kesef, without shtar, without bia, just mekadesh with kedusha chuppah, we pass it lechumra that we chayshish that in for afuna, and it works. That's the idea. Chuppah means standing under the chuppah together. L'shem, marriage. You just happen to find yourself on the chuppah with some funny lady, you're not married to her. It means you have in mind that you want to be married to her by standing under the chuppah.
So why don't we bother with the dishes all together? Let's
that's a great idea. The answer is, we're machmir like Rav Huna. We're not maker like Rav Huna. So we're chayshish for Rav Huna, who holds chuppah is kaina, but we're not maker like him. So we try to do kashtar biyah, it's a stam mishnah. But the chumra we're chayshish for chuppah. Okay, that's the background from this Gemara, something that's not well known. Now let's get to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's tshuva, and if we get to it, we'll get to how it's connected to Taisus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger here brings a maisa. Now I want to tell you, if someone is a gadol hadar, he has to have at least one tshuva about people that did kedushin as a joke, and whether it's good or not. And that's like one of the criteria for being gadol hadar. Every generation, you know, Rabbi Gris Maisha has his tshuva, the Nadim Yehuda has his tshuva, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has his tshuva, Nassam Seifa has his tshuva. It's almost like if you don't have one, you don't qualify. Because such a thing happens, it ends up going to the Gadol Hadar. This is one of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's such tshuvas. The Maisa that's brought happened, well, it seems like there was a halfwit, a guy who wasn't, he did have a Gadol, but he wasn't so intelligent. And what they did is, they played a joke on him. They told him, this girl wants to marry you. And he said, great. And they made a chuppah, and they went to make a marriage with candles. They walked him down the aisle, and they didn't rent a hall. They did this, you know, in the backyard, and that's what they did. And that's the story as it's brought here. Maisa paibiki laseinu, shiyatza kael, shirav mendel. In the next paragraph he says, anoshim rotzu lislaitis bay. They wanted to joke around with him. So Kiddush Besula Gittel Basra of Hershleib Nebuch, she's printed in for Dairy Dairus here in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. B'chuppah v'kiddushin, they made a chuppah and kiddushin. Neiris Dolkais B'shein Kais. That's a, I guess, I don't know if Shein Kais is a, what is that? It's a city or it's a bar. I don't know what it is. What?
It's a farm store in Israel.
It's a farm store in Israel. Fact. Vata Tamer of Mendel. Mendel says, "Anoshim leitzanim, sheyesh kan what? Shamru lei anoshim leitzanim, sheyesh kan isha mamakim acher shereitis linaselai, v'roi samuchenes lenisuin." He never met her before. He met her; she's ready to get married. Bisratzelai said, "A good idea." Achlei ro panei. I didn't even see what she looks like, but I guess she had a veil. V'halach lechupa v'kitshu betabas. So he's mekadesh with a tabas. Now this is where it gets tricky. The ring, in the long version of the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he interviews the witnesses. He writes what the witnesses said. Now, apparently, they have a ring. So there was a fellow there. He said to the chassan, I'll give you my ring. Matalam al-Sahazi, you have to give it back to me. I'll give you my ring. You can be Mekadish with the ring. So I gave it a ring. And this guy was Mekadish, this woman, with a ring, which really had no value. Had no value because it wasn't his ring. It was his ring, Amnas Lahazir. And the amount of value he had in it was not a pruta. So Chayre, the whole, there's no shayla. Except that they did chuppah. They did do chuppah. In other words, this is a case where he meant to be Kaddish with the ring. And the ring doesn't work because the ring wasn't his ring. Came to Kaddish with someone else's ring. Rosh Simon Chaf. Very good. And so David's remembering, there's a Rosh Simon Chaf in Kedushin. The Rosh says, it's funny, he says, I saw many times in Germany, Bashkenaz, that I was at a wedding, and under the chuppah, the chassan forgot the ring. I once gave a Matzah Shabbos shir on it, and that Sunday, I was beside the Kedushin at a wedding, and they could not find the ring. The day after I gave the Navi shir, and they said I should have given a Navi Shir about winning the lottery, you know, like that he couldn't find a ring, and we took a ring from his sister-in-law, whatever happened. But, so the Rosh says that in such a case, if you give a ring to a woman under the chuppah, a man under the chuppah to mekadesh with, so you, even though you might think you're getting it back, the Rosh said it's an umdana, you mean to give it a b'lev and nefesh, you mean to give it whatever is needed. That's true. But that's not what happened here. Here, they were making litzanis with him. And the person met his matara with us. There's no one there. She went along with it. She didn't know what she was getting into. No, she didn't want to get married. She said he was drunk and I was joking. The halacha is, if a woman accepts kedushin, she says she was joking, she still needs a get. Even the circumstances are such where she's believable, she still needs a get. So, that in this case has no value to be mekadesh with. Whatever it works, it doesn't work with Hasan. The point is, Rabbi Kivaga here touches on a topic which is known as Rabbi Kivaga's topic. There are numerous tshuvas on the topic, not only by Kedushin but in the Zikin. Rabbi Schleimager has letters to Rabbi Kivaga about it. It's known as a topic of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. The general topic is this. If a person, forget about Kedushin, a person wants to be kind of anything. A person takes something and he says, I want to be kind of this by, and he makes something up. He says, I'm kind of by looking at it. It's called the Kinyan Sheina Mayel. There's no such Kinyan. But while he says it, he's holding it in his hand. He says, I want to be kind of by looking at it. So Rabbi Kivaga's chiddush is that if you do a Kinyan HaMayel, you mechaber for kinyan she'ina mayel, it works. If you do a kinyan with zero kavana, you're not kinyan. But if you do something, you have in mind one kinyan, and that doesn't work, but you're doing another kinyan, it works. This example, which he brings here, if somebody sees something in the street, let's say there's a coin spilled out in the street, for whatever reason, the hefker. He runs, he wants to be kind of the coins. So what the case is, He lies down on the floor on top of the coins. He says to everybody, I'm kind of by lying down on it. By lying down on it, I'm being kind of. No such kinyan. The feeler doesn't work. But at the same time, he could be kind of with Dalet Amos. Because the halacha is, Mitzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're kind of with Dalet Amos. He just doesn't know that. So he's mechavin for a kinyan she'ina mayel. He wants to be kind of by lying on it. And at the same time, he's doing a kinyan hamayil. Rabbi Kivaga's shita throughout is that it works. Kinyan mayil, kinyan she'ina mayil works in dinei mamonis, with one exception, with not negafas. But this is Rabbi Kivaga's chiddush throughout, that if you do simultaneously a kinyan that works and a kinyan that doesn't work, and you think the kinyan that doesn't work is going to do it for you, you're kinda with the kinyan hamayil. What? It doesn't mean the fila. I want to cut it with the fila. I want to cut it by falling on it. I'm kind of okay to dial it out. So let's talk about the Isha in 1 second. Good? By Mammon? Kiyamaya Kiyashamel works. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I have a problem with this lady. He wanted to be Mekadosh the lady with Kenyan Kesef, with the ring. And Mekhoishish by Derech Schoik, that the woman had thoughts to be maskim to it. So that's a Kenyan Sheinah, my old doesn't work. But at the very same time, they're doing Kenyan Chuppah. Like I told you, we paskin that we're chayshish for kinyan chuppah. So it's kinyan mayel, kinyan sheinah mayel, it should work by chuppah. This is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger struggles with this all the time. And in this tshuva, it's really a very long tshuva. He brings it, I underlined in the second column, that according to this, in mekadish tachas chuppah, bekesef pachas b'shava pruta, anybody who's Makadish, a woman, under the chuppah, with kesef that's worth less than a pruta, vimis ratzis, nehi de makamachim layav a kedusha kesef, etaka doesn't work out kesef, name of the ba'isa rega, mischavin laki in kedusha kesef, pasha pruta, have a kenefila, then kinyan, umakamachim kaina b'chuppah, kibis kavin laki kedusha. This is the chiddush of this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a long arichas, he has other rayas. His bottom line is that it works by mamin, but it does not work by marriage. Why? Because of Agamara. Agamara has a lashon, isha b'pas b'shav v'ruta l'mekanya nafsha. A woman, when she does kedusha, she's very into how the kedusha is happening. Now, however you're doing the kedusha, it has to work in the way it's happening. It's a pride thing for a woman. So he's naming on that since everybody's the Kaddish with a pruta, this man gives me a pachs mishav a pruta, and now he wants to be married with chuppah, sort of a kapeda thing by her. That's for Kedushin? For Kedushin? No, she's masking, it works. We're talking now that you gave her a ring that doesn't work.
Yeah.
She's masking to the suin.
So under a chuppah, someone doesn't have a ring. Why is it a problem? The girl standing there, she's
masking the chuppah. So I told you, we only pass the chuppah for kiddushin, l'chumra, not l'kula. We're machmir like Rafuna. Look, after all, the Mishnah says only three things. But we're machmir, if you do chuppah, it counts. So this poor girl, if the chuppah works, it counts. Now, my point is the concept of kinyan mayel, kinyan sheinah mayel, which comes up numerous times. It has to do with this taisus. When you're mekadish with chalipin, with a pruta, Rashi tries to say it doesn't work. Chalipin just doesn't work. But why? If you're mekadish with a pruta chalipin, let it work b'taras kesef. Can you mile? Can you shein a mile? It's an example. Rabbi Kivega's rule is that there's no such thing, that by marriage, the can you mile, can you shein a mile doesn't work, and Shalom Yisrael, and it works. It fits pretty much into all the Gemaras. As Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Ki Makshem normally works, by Kedushin it doesn't work. I'm going to leave you with one line of the Rif. It's not even the Ram, it's the Rif. The Rif says that a shtar, Kedusha shtar, the paper, doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Take a tissue and write Kedusha shtar. How do I know? Im yesh by shava pruta kesefu. If it's a shava pruta, it's kesef anyway. So who cares? This one line of the Rif is a steer to this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He's saying kinyan mayel, kinyan sheinah mayel works by marriage. If you give her a shtar of a pruta, even though you mean shtar, it works as kesef anyway. Who needs shtar?
But he has to specify. Am I kashu with the shtar or am I kashu with the kesef of the shtar?
Well, if he has to specify, that means kinyan mayel, kinyan sheinah mayel does not work.
Right.
Okay. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it doesn't work. But the Rif is saying, not like you. The Rif is saying, must be a shtar could be less than a pruta. Because shtar is a pruta, it's kesef anyway. He's saying, must be shtar could be less than a pruta. This is the Rif. Because if shtar has to be a pruta, who needs kinyan shtar? It works as kesef anyhow. But I need, it could be shtar has to be a pruta. I need it for a person who's mechavin to mekadesh b'shtar. I told you midnight doesn't work too well, but
Makabe with the star, and she doesn't have the mind of the Kesef, even though the star might be value, but in mind, of Kesef is a star.
And therefore, but Rif says it works. The word says, Shtarim Yesh by Pruta Kesefu. You know, it says, the Ran says, if you're at a wedding, and someone's Makadish Mishtar, and you check the star and it messed up the name, there's something wrong. If the paper's worth a pruta, she's married anyway. That's what he says. Married anyway, because the paper's worth a pruta. That's what he says. But that's the steer of a Kivagan. That's the steer of a Kivagan. Anyway, I want you to remember two things. Chufas kaina l'chumra, and there's a concept of kinyan mayel, kinyan sheina mayel, when they're done simultaneously. By Mominus it works. By Kedushin is a whole Tomer. But Kivega says it doesn't work. It's not to this woman. But the Pashas of the Rif and the Ran is just not that one. Okay.